Chapter 3, The Great Secret. And the next meeting took place, with many people attending, those who wanted to listen to the voice of truth and learn the truth about our lives. Bhagavan prayed to God before delivering his message. Lord, grant me the strength to overcome human ignorance. Grant me the wisdom to convey knowledge to those who seek the truth. Tears of hope streamed from his eyes as he raised them to the heavens, to the throne of God. And the grace of the divine power descended upon him, and he went out to the people. Casting a compassionate gaze upon the vast hall, he spoke, "My dear ones, the time has come for our meeting. Let us begin with a prayer. Open your hearts to the divine power and place your trust in it." People stood up, and the prayer began to resound, and the hall echoed with its words. "O great divine power, we appeal to you in this moment. We ask you to grant us knowledge, to bestow your grace upon us, and help us in all things. Lead us on the path of self-perfecting, and may we be prepared to give our lives for your glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen." "Amen," the hall responded in unison, and the walls echoed the voices with a resonant echo. The divine grace reached the hearts of the people, and the master began his sermon. While living on earth, a person often fails to comprehend their purpose. They remain oblivious to the fact that they are enslaved and serve purposes other than God's. First and foremost, a person has flesh, and in their body, nature has embedded many instincts to which a person obeys. Having been born, humans are compelled to live because of the instinctive fear of death. And no matter how bad or worthless his life is, he is afraid to die. Nature seeks to perpetuate itself and has instilled in flesh the instinct for procreation. As soon as humans mature, they are tormented by questions about sex, finding a partner, and raising children. But are these all necessary for them? Whether reproduction is a pleasure or a burden, few people think about it. Yet, the sexual hormone is a potent drug that blinds both the human and the beast. It makes them vulnerable and irrational, paying for pleasure first with loss of energy, then with sickness and various other sufferings. I'm not saying this to advocate celibacy, but to encourage you to reflect on how you identify yourself with your body and all the instincts ingrained within it, believing to be yourself, something unchangeable, unquestionable. The situation with the so-called intellect is even worse. From birth, a child is indoctrinated by upbringing and education, with programs beneficial to the ruling elite, often at the expense of the individual. For many years, we were told that we must work ourselves to the bones for the benefit of society and build a bright future for the state. We were given various examples of those who devoted their lives to this mythical construction. Then, one idea is revoked, saying that it's all fairy tales and fables, and people are persuaded to follow a different idea. But these bright future ideas are not the only tales. Many stories exploit and control you, and there are very many of them. They include the fairy tale that it's good to be poor and middle class. Money is portrayed as evil or filth. These beliefs are instilled by those who want to exploit your labor, making it more cheaper. They say, work for pennies, as happiness is not found in money. From childhood, women are indoctrinated with the fairy tale of princes, that marriage should be arranged with the first person they meet, not to be picky. It would endure, fall in love. It goes on like that. Because women are rushed, deprived of choice, taught to idolize any passerby, many unhappy families are created. Children suffer, but a woman, robbed of choice, gets married earlier, which means she can have more children, and therefore, there will be someone to fight. With the same goal, so that there is someone to fight, rulers and clergy oppose abortions, without thinking about how a person will live. How can you live in poverty with children? They don't care about that. The main thing is war. These tales are numerous, and they constitute the entirety of our lives. The task of any sane, spiritual person is to become truthful and strive to recognize all the slavery in which he and his other brothers and sisters are kept by nature and society. The unhappiness of people results from the fact that they spend their time, health, and attention not on their own well-being and that of those around them, but on the questionable goals of the ruling elite, on the madness of individuals such as Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, Mao Zedong, and Mussolini. And no spiritual work will be possible unless a man frees himself from the power of these social perceptions imposed on him by various politicians like Marx and the Führer. In the past, instead of these politicians, monarchs instilled similar tales through priests and clergymen who, to please the emperors, even altered sacred texts. This is the bitter truth of our lives. The hall was filled with murmurs. Some supported Bhagavan, while others disagreed, fanatically clinging to the purposes of their own beliefs. Furthermore, humans, the master continued to reveal the truth, must not adhere to social morality, but must understand cosmic morality. Today, I will introduce you to its fundamental principles, which were spoken of by Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, Zarathustra, but were not understood. Instead, they were distorted and interpreted solely for the benefit of social order. But for a spiritual person, above all, true morality is needed. And here are its principles, now revealed by the circle of priests of Kailash.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.